Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, what is up, football fans? Here we are, Cole Schroeder, a.k.a. the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you from the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. We'll learn how to speak today before this is said and done. Coming at you with the Week 9 Best Bets, coming off a dismal Week 8 where we went 1-3. The Pats were the only one that held up. Cards took a late loss that lost the number that was close the whole way. It felt like it was going to be there, and then they just kind of big let down, typical Cards fashion, but I thought that was the spot to hang with them. Wrong. Buffalo Bills. This was a bad beat. It really felt like a bad beat in the regards that those two late interceptions in the second half, they're down close. This could have been over the number very easily, but it did not. Giants did not hold up their end of the bargain in going into Seattle. So that was the wrong move there. But the Pats did in fact let the New York Jets know that they still are not better than them by totally obliterating them. So we went 1-3. But besides all that, we're going to go ahead and just keep on trucking because that's what we do over here. So heading into Week 9, we got some good options here. I think there's some interesting numbers. Things are really starting to tighten up. The NFL has been very interesting this year in a lot of regards, a lot of big numbers. This is one of the highest weeks. We've had three numbers over double digits this week in the NFL. That's not something you see often in just NFL history. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. We're going to hit on one of those big numbers in the top four that I like this week. But coming out of the gate, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take Seattle +2.5 at Arizona. So just a few weeks ago, these two teams played 3 weeks ago. And that one was in Seattle, obviously. In for that game, Seattle was a 2-point underdog at home and they won. And now they're going on the road, and they're a 2.5-point underdog in Arizona's building. Seattle's offense is clearly better, and they're better in some major categories that I look at, you know, when I'm looking at, you know, finding value if you can find it. They're very good on third down, and their yards per play is one of the best in the NFL right now. So when you're looking for a good offense, it's kind of poor defenses on both sides. These two teams, it's a division game. I truly just have not seen enough from the Arizona Cardinals to back them here. And Seattle's won 3 out of the last 5 games that these two teams have played. So oddly enough, I'm going to side with Pete Carroll here, and I'm going to go with Seattle +2.5 at Arizona this week. Next up, we're going with the Falcons. Back on the Falcons. This is an interesting opportunity for them. They're going to be at home against the Chargers. Chargers off the bye, but it's +3. It's +3. And so what I'm looking at here is you've got the Chargers who are you're coming across the country. We've just found out, you know, here we're recording this later in the week. So we've just found out that Williams is going to be out. Keenan Allen is going to be out. Eckler is in, but he's dinged up. This offense is really having a hard time as it is. The defense has not been able to find their way. And the Falcons are readily pretty good against the spread. And they're not going to do anything too crazy. I think they will be able to run against the Chargers. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Falcons plus the 3 points and expect a heavy, heavy dose of the run. Keep the ball away from Herbert. Play okay defense. And I think that you're going to see the Falcons be able to stay very competitive in this game because the Chargers are so limited. Before we get into our other two here, I'd like to highlight my friends over at Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows users to create their own prices and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than the ones you can find anywhere else. Use code NERD at sign up to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account just for listening to the Buffalo Nerd. Visit betteredge.com/nerd to get started today. That's BETTOR edge.com. So here we go. The other two that I like this week, this is one of the big numbers I was talking about. This one is obviously going to be kind of dependent on what happens with Ryan Tannehill here. Titans plus 12.5 at Kansas City. I'm going to take the Titans. If Tannehill is playing in this game in any kind of regard, I am going to lay the money with the Titans. The Titans have actually won 3 out of the last 4 meetings between these two teams, and they've covered the last 5. So, I mean, if you're going to have to roll Malik out there, I'm not sure I would lay this number. So be wary of that. You know, if they get final word, the number might go up. And if it goes high enough up, you might want to still take a look at it because Kansas City is a good football team, but Tennessee is very good on defense. KC's offense is clearly the better offense, you know, as far as the numbers go and everything like that. But Tennessee has a very good defense. They're very good on third down. They can really grind you into games, and they do this against teams like Buffalo and KC in the regular season. They've been able to do this. Let's not forget, this was a number one seed just a year ago. So give me Tennessee plus 12.5. If Tannehill's in there, it's 100%. Grab the number as quick as you can because it might move down, even though he is banged up. So last and not least, this one is moving to the Saints. Plus 2.5 is what I saw here before I got started. That was available out there at 2.5. So that's versus Baltimore. This to me is just Baltimore is a banged up football team. We're looking at no Gus Edwards, no Mark Andrews. I just don't know what Baltimore is going to do on offense here. And I'm seeing a Saints football team that is kind of turning into that Saints football team that used to win a lot of games and were playoff contenders every year and look like they're very good at defending their building again. So Baltimore has won 4 out of the last 5 in these meetings, but I'm really seeing a really good New Orleans defense. And I'm trying to figure out how Lamar Jackson is going to beat them with what he has. He's going to have to be exceptional. But I think when everything else that you're looking at is out there, New Orleans has a good defense. They're top 10 in offense in so many categories. They have the ball rolling right now. They're moving the football. Mike Thomas is out. I don't think that's a big deal to this offense. They're moving forward with the Taysom Hill, Andy Dalton show. I think you got to take the Saints plus the 2.5 points if you can get it. So this week, we're going with Seattle plus 2.5 at Arizona. We got the Falcons plus 3 at home against the Chargers. We got Titans plus 12 on the road. 12.5 on the road at Kansas City. Remember, watch that one closely on the Tannehill news and or if it goes up, down, you know, whatever is going to happen there. But I would side with the Titans if Tannehill's playing and you can get yourself in that 12.5. Realistically, anything plus 10, I would be pretty happy with, I think, in that game. And then the Saints plus 2.5. So that's going to do it for this week on the best bets, the week 9 best bets. I appreciate you guys listening in. Make sure you're please following everything Buffalo Nerd, subscribing on YouTube and leaving comments down below. Make sure you're following the podcast and any of your favorite players out there. You know, please leave a 5-star review if you like what we're up to. Leave some comments over there. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you're heading over to Better Edge. It's a pretty cool thing happening over there. There's a lot of money moving. It's kind of exciting. You can take Vegas out of it and you can just good old fashioned, like you're laying down money against the guy that you work with, except for this guy could be, you know, on the other side of the country or anywhere else. So pretty cool thing that's happening over there. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We're still getting football every week, so we can't complain. College football has been a lot of fun. We got basketball heating up. So a lot of good stuff happening right now, but enjoy those games, folks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.